Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news are read by Jonas Yantan. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday presented the Padma Awards at the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. The president conferred Padma Vibhushan upon renowned artist Dr. Vijayantimala Bali and Telugu film actor Koni Della Chiranjeevi. The first woman Supreme Court judge in Asia, M. Fatima Bibi, was also presented with Padma Bhushan posthumously. Renowned cardiologist Dr. Ashwin Balachand Mehta and veteran political leader O. Rajagopal were also given the third highest civilian honour. Dr. Rinpoche was given Padma Bhushan posthumously for his exemplary contribution to the field of spiritualism. Padma Sri was conferred upon Joshna Chinappa for her contribution in the field of sports. K. Chelammal received the Padma Sri Award in the field of agriculture. Social worker and an educationist, Sano Vamuzo, received Padma Sri in the field of social work. Vamuzo has worked on wide-ranging issues such as women's rights, drug and alcohol abuse, health, economic exploitation and deforestation. Chief Minister Nipirio has congratulated Sano Vamuzo on being awarded the Padma Sri for her distinguished service in the field of social work. Rio said, "It is a proud moment for the citizens of Nagaland." The Chief Minister also wished her good health and long life in the service of the people. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said that Indian democracy has stood the test of time and showed the way forward to the world. He was addressing a delegation of young students affiliated with IIMUN in the Parliament House complex in Delhi yesterday. He added that Parliament represents the hopes, dreams and aspirations of 140 crore people of India and provides solutions to their problems and issues. Birla further stated that since ancient times, democracy has thrived in India and provided the people with the necessary conditions to ensure progress and growth. He added that the world has much to learn from India, which is the world's largest democracy. The speaker underlined that the constitution shows the path forward and protects the rights of every citizen. It ensures justice to the weakest member of society. Advisor for CAWT and taxes, Kudecho Kamo, advocated the need for self-reliance and attaining economic self-sufficiency. Addressing the Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party 18th Chausuba Assembly Constituency Consultative Meeting cum Disbursement of Local Area Development Fund held at Chetepadown under Peck District yesterday, he said entrepreneurship is the engine which propels economic growth and development and encouraged the people to take up entrepreneurship, adding that the world belongs to entrepreneurs. Kamo also shared his vision for the community to sustain economically and live a progressive life. To this, the advisor proposed a roadmap, one family, one project, one family, one entrepreneur, and one family, one prayer time. Kamo also asked the party workers to get rid of selfishness and live in peace and harmony with each other to form a just and a progressive society. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has announced that one of its labs has achieved a success in developing liquid ramjet fuel for an advanced air-breathing engine. This fuel has been tested successfully at a ramjet test bed at Defence Research and Development Laboratory on Wednesday. BPCL and Mineral Oil Corporation are industry partners in this development. The Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR, has released upgraded dietary guidelines for Indians to suit modern eating habits for 2024, framed by researchers from the Hyderabad-based National Institute of Nutrition, NIN. The modern dietary guidelines specifically advise people to be physically active, exercise regularly, restrict intake of salt, minimize high fat, sugar, ultra-processed foods, and take steps to prevent abdominal obesity, overweight, and overall obesity. Deputy Commissioner Woka Ajit Kumar Ranjan has ordered temporary suspension of vehicular movement on NH61, Old NH2, from APMC Woka Town to Doyang Bridge, Mukukchung Road, due to safety concerns. The suspension will be effective from May 11 at 4 p.m. till 7 a.m. of May 13. The restriction is to facilitate the safe removal of rock debris, posing a risk to travellers' safety. During the period, the administration advised medium and light vehicles travelling on the Woka VK Mukukchung route to take the diversion route via 0.0 the Woka Doyang Sungro Mangmetong Aulijin. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.